Hello and welcome to the Car Resource Podcast. Listen and be blessed. Hi, welcome to the fourth and last episode of Your Quiet Time with God. Today, our emphasis would be enjoying your time with God. Enjoying your time with God. I hope you know that God is not a boring God. I hope you know that our God sits in heaven and laughs. Our God is not a boring God. You know, it is expected that you have an enjoyable relationship with the Lord. And you see, every moment that you spend with God is an opportunity to strengthen your bond and relationship with Him. Okay? And that is why the quiet time, your consistency in quiet time is important. But you have to approach it not primarily from a standpoint of an obligation that you just have to feel. Okay? While it is good to be disciplined with your quiet time, you have to let your love for God and His love for you be the motivation driving you towards having your quiet time with the Lord. Okay? When you let your love, when you let love and be the motivation behind your time with the Lord, then it becomes easier to sacrifice, becomes easier to make the most of it and enjoy it. Because, for example, you'd always look forward to listening to somebody that you love, right? But then we cannot start out our relationship with the Lord without first understanding the place of having a father-child relationship with Him. The father-child relationship happens by the new birth. When you believe that Jesus died for your sins and resurrected the third day for your justification, your relationship with God starts with being born again, and you cannot skip that process. You see, Jesus was talking to Nicodemus in John 3, verse 5 to 6, and you know, he was explaining the importance of being born again. And Jesus said in John 3, verse 5 to 6, that most assuredly I say to you, that is to Nicodemus, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He went on to explain what he meant by born of the water and the Spirit. And what he went on to explain is, to be born of the water means to be born of the flesh. Because, for example, when a woman delivers a baby, in the Jewish context, it can be said that the water has been broken. Okay? Because before the child comes out, there's going to be a flow of fluid out of the woman. And so Jesus says you have to, yes, be born of the flesh, which everybody, as long as you're hearing me right now, you have been born, have experienced the physical birth. And then he now talks about being born of the Spirit. Okay? Being born of the Spirit, by the Spirit. That means your inner man needs to be regenerated. Needs to be regenerated, needs to be reactivated. Needs to be reunited with God by status, and then your relationship with God will flow out of that status, that identity of the new birth. Did you notice that Jesus said you must be born again? So there's no shortcut to it. You must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. You must be born again to have a meaningful relationship with the Lord. That is when your scriptures, your Bible, will begin to make sense, because it takes a spiritual man to understand spiritual realities. Okay, so being born again, like I mentioned earlier, is an activation of your spirit by God's spirit. And this brings about a very deep union with God, whereby we become, you know, truly as God is in his nature. Okay? Our nature can be said to be identical to God's nature as a result of the new birth. So at the new birth, the old sinful nature becomes terminated and replaced with a godly nature. The Bible says in Titus 3, from verse 3 to 6, the Bible says, "For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, were serving our own lust and pleasures." And this is speaking of the old nature now, living in malice and envy, hateful, you know, hating one another. And then he says, "But when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, towards man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, not according, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit." And highlighting this statement, he says, we have been washed, we have been saved through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Did you notice how, you know, the old sinful Adamic nature is described in verse 3 and how it talks about that nature being disobedient, being deceived, serving its own lust and pleasures, so selfish, so hateful, so full of malice and envy. All right. And a lot of people approach other humans that behave this way by giving them sets of laws and rules. And we have to understand, according to the scriptures, that giving them more rules and laws may not be sufficient. What they need is an entire change on the inside, a brand new nature. Glory to God. So one of the things that come with the Adamic nature is an inability to perceive spiritual realities. So until a man is born again, the Bible and the revelation, especially behind the redemptive works of Christ, will continue to be vague to him. He will continue to just see the Bible as another book. Okay, but then look at this in Luke 24, verse 25. Jesus was talking, okay, and then he said he was talking to the Jews, and now he was talking to not just the Jews now, but more specifically, he was talking to his disciples, and this was after his resurrection, and he was explaining the spiritual implications of his death, burial, and resurrection. And he says to them, "O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken." So imagine as a student, you're in a class, or you're in a conversation with somebody, and the person is talking, he's talking in, for example, the person is a medical practitioner, and the person is talking medical jargons, and you, on the other hand, you are just a musician, or you're a professional in a completely different field and do not really understand medical terminologies. And the doctor keeps throwing medical terminologies into his sentences as he's talking to you without, like, and you know, it's gonna sound ambiguous to you. And at some point, the conversation is going to get boring. You see, even though you want to listen to that person, you do not find meaningful the things that the person is saying. Not that the words in themselves are not meaningful, but that you lack the capacity to comprehend it. And that would make your conversation with that person boring. Even though the person would enjoy talking to you, you may not enjoy listening to the person and talking to the person because you are on different levels, okay, of, you know, different levels of mental comprehension at that point in time. And so this is what happens to many people. They do not find their quiet time interesting because they lack the capacity to comprehend spiritual realities. And so they are reading the Bible, and all they can see in the Bible is rules and regulations or stories and myths or something to argue about and stuff like that. And you can't enjoy your relationship with the Lord. You see, your Bible is a very important tool in your quiet time. And your Bible is a medium through which you will better understand God. You would receive God's word to you. You receive corrections. And the Spirit of God has to... That is why the Holy Spirit is very important in your quiet time. The Spirit of God would explain scriptures. He will expound scriptures to you. He will interpret scriptures to you in your heart. And then they will make meaning to you. And then when they make meaning to you, you'll begin to be able to apply this truth into your life. I pray that the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ will grant you knowledge, will grant you knowledge in the realities of Christ. Spirit of wisdom and revelation will impart you with so much clarity and understanding. In the name of Jesus, from henceforth, when you read your Bible, it's going to make sense. When you pray to God, it's going to make sense. You see, I've had people say, oh, I can't pray for long. Oh, I can't. Why would I be in my quiet time for 1 hour? And the reason why they are like that is not because God doesn't want to talk to them for 1 hour. Most times, God is always talking to us. In fact, the Spirit of God is always active, even in our dreams, even in our sleep, rather. It's always active, you know, able to communicate to us. The problem most times is inability to receive, you know, the feedback, inability to hear God. That's the problem with many believers. And so what really gets expanded as you develop your relationship with the Lord is your capacity to receive more and more and more and more and more from the Lord. And the more you're able to keep receiving from the Lord, you would understand that you can actually, really, really, really spend quality time with God and enjoy every moment of it. Every moment of it. Did you also notice that, you know, the old nature is, you know, very disobedient, lacking the ability to willingly yield and submits to God's order? That nature literally struggles and rebels against God. So the old man is also deceived, according to Titus 3, verse 5, verse 3 rather. That old man is also deceived, which means that his sense of judgment is altered. He's not capable to judge correctly what and what not to do. So he will easily pursue selfish lust and pleasure. He ultimately cannot love, you know, his fellow men, but we hate them instead. That old nature, that sinful nature, is ultimately selfish. And with that nature, it is difficult to develop an intimate relationship with God. And so God had to come in the person of Jesus Christ died for our sins, raised up the third day for our justification, and then he was ascended, you know, to the place of authority, being given all the power in heaven and on earth, not for himself, but for us. And that power was over principalities and power and might and dominion and over everything, you know, so that we can now, with the new nature, live with God, mind the things that are set in heaven and not things that are on the earth, according to Colossians chapter 3. However, at the new birth, we receive justification, like I was explaining previously, and this justification is by grace, which is, this justification means you now have the ability to stand before God blameless, without any sin put against you. You stand before God as one that has never sinned, because at the new birth, the Spirit renews and regenerates. He renews in that he purges your conscience of sin and condemnation. After Adam fell in Eden, one major trait of the corruption that happened to him spiritually was that he felt guilty of sin and estranged from God's presence. There was a natural response of condemnation and shame that made him hide from God. And this trait is seen in the first Adam's descendants today. They will rather spend time doing other things than be with God. Have you noticed how that you would, like, your body would always want to sleep more, would always crave fun, playing games, seeing a movie, rather than spend time reading your Bible and praying with God? So the old man, the old nature is a major, you know, stumbling block towards your journey of having an enjoyable, quiet time with God every day. And of course, the cure to this menace is the renewal and regeneration of the spirit man. And if you are saved, then your spirit has been renewed, okay, and regenerated. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 14 to 16, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So as a Christian, there will be days when you do not feel like having a quiet time. Like I mentioned, even now that you're saved, there will be days when you just feel tired. There will be days when you just don't feel like having your quiet time. What you need to do in those days is to take charge. Is to allow your spirit man, which has, you know, been regenerated and reactivated, to take charge in those moments. Why? Because, of course, your body is still there. Your body is not saved yet. Your body will be saved at the second coming of Jesus Christ, when we are resurrected. Okay. Now, apart from the new birth and the Bible, of course, which are very important, vital tools to having a quiet time with God, God has provided another tool. But before I talk about this one, I want to first make sure that everyone under the sound of my voice have experienced the new birth. Are you born again? If you're not born again yet, you have to repent of your sins, believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins and resurrected the third day for your justification. And you have to confess him as Lord of your life. Okay? So if you just responded to that, if you would like to receive him as your Lord and Savior, I congratulate you. And I want you to just say this word with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and you rose again the third day for my justification. I declare you as my Lord and Savior. I confess you as my Lord and Savior, and I turn away from my sins. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Bible says that, you know, the most important ingredients of your quiet time. Now, before I go into that, I was talking about the another important tool apart from being born again and your Bible that would also help you. You know, I talked about letting your spirit be in charge, right? Whenever your body doesn't feel like having your quiet time or enjoying God's presence, when you feel like, oh, everything is boring, there's a tool that God has given to us. And I call it a tool because we must be careful not to idolize the means or make the means the end. Okay? And that tool is the ability to pray in tongues, that is to pray in the spirit. That gift was given only to the new creation man. No body could pray in tongues until the new creation. That was why Jesus in Mark 16, you know, was talking about these signs shall follow them that believe. My name shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall lay hands on the sick and shall recover. It's talking about an entirely new tongue. And so the essence of it is so that you can edify yourself, you can charge yourself up. Says he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. How be it in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. So mysteries, that's in 1 Corinthians 14. Mysteries means that those things that he's saying cannot be comprehended by the mind. They are hidden to the mind. Okay, but the emphasis there is that he edifies himself. He edifies himself. Why? Because the Bible tells us in Romans 8 about how that the Spirit also helps our weakness, because sometimes or most times we do not know what we should pray or how we should pray. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings, you know, that cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit is because knows what the mind of the Spirit is because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So most times when you feel like, oh, I don't even know what to pray, or oh, no, I don't even know what God is, what scripture the Lord want me to read in my quiet time today, the best approach is to start out praying in the Spirit. As you do that, your spirit becomes more dominant, you know. And then when your spirit is more dominant, then your mind is stimulated to be able to now comprehend things of God. So your mind is warmed up to come up to the level of your spirit to the extent that your spirit man is dominant in your entire being. You know, man is spirit, soul, and body. So most times you can either just be living after the desires, your own selfish desires, like desires of your emotions or the desires of your body, or you can decide to live by the Spirit. Okay, that is another aspect of, you know, being born again, living by the Spirit. Now, the most important ingredient of your quiet time is praying, which is to talk to God and hear from him. Because we're still in this mortal bodies, we sometimes find it difficult to know what and how to pray correctly. But the good news is that God has imparted to us the ability to pray in the Spirit. Because there will be days in your Christian journey when you find praying to God boring, and you just wake up, you don't feel like praying. Or what you do in those moments is to start out praying in the Spirit. And when you start praying in the Spirit, which is that you're praying in tongues, you, like I mentioned earlier, are edified, are strengthened by the Spirit to comprehend, you know, things of God. Now, in 1 Corinthians 4:14, you know, from verse 14 to 15, it says, "For if I pray in tongues, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful." What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit and I will sing with the understanding. So you can even sing with the spirit, meaning you can start out worshiping God in the spirit in your quiet time. It says in Psalm 100, it says, I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his court with praises. Okay, so you can start out by just blessing his name by praying in the spirit. Okay, or singing in the spirit. Singing in the spirit simply means you are giving melody. You are giving melody, musical melody to spiritual tongues. Okay, to the tongues of the spirit. As you pray in the spirit, you edify yourself. And that means that you charge up yourself and you build up yourself until all senses of weaknesses and disinterest in the things of God are consumed. Praying in the spirit is a major tool for staying full of the spirit. To be full of the spirit is to live under the influence of the spirit instead of the flesh. Cultivate an habit of praying in the spirit to edify yourself. And when you do this, you will help yourself to stay filled with the spirit more frequently. And when you pray in the spirit, this also opens up your consciousness to being filled with spiritual activities rather than sensual and sinful activities. The beautiful truth is all you need to be able to pray in the spirit or in tongues is to be born again. Why? Because being born again means that the spirit of God now indwells you. And the ability to pray in tongues only comes with the indwelling of the Spirit of God in us. So if you are born again, then it means that you can pray in the Spirit. If you have not been praying in the Spirit from now, it's because you have not. It's not because you could not. It's because you have not. For example, right now, as you're listening to me, you are not singing. It doesn't mean you cannot sing. It just means you are not singing yet. Okay, so it just means you are not praying in tongues yet, because you didn't know you could. All right. So, if you're under the sound of my voice and you would like to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit or being filled with the Spirit with the evidence of praying in tongues, okay. I want you to understand that the major requirement now is to be born again, which means that you have the Spirit of God in you. And the second requirement is desire. You have to desire to start out exercising this ability to pray in tongues, which is already in you. Okay. And so if you start out, if you have a desire to go take the step right now as you're listening to me, and you say after me, I am born again. I believe in Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, and that he rose again for my justification. Therefore, I am born again. And the Spirit of God now dwells in me. Therefore, I have the ability to pray in tongues. I can pray in tongues, and I will pray in tongues. Say it again. I can pray in tongues, and I will pray in tongues. Because the Spirit of God is indwelling me. Be more assertive. Say, I can pray in tongues. And I will pray in tongues. Now I will pray in tongues. Because the Spirit of God is indwelling me. Now go ahead and pray. Open your mouth and let the Spirit of God fill it with utterance. Yes, that is it. Keep going. And if you were already filled with the Spirit, can you go ahead and pray? Pray for yourself that from henceforth you will have an enjoyable relationship with God. You have an enjoyable quiet time with God. Go ahead and pray. The Spirit of God will always draw you closer to God, and it will cause your quiet time with God to be more and more and more and more enjoyable. You move from your quiet time being cumbersome for you to it being a pleasure for you. Go ahead and pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. We hope that you were blessed. If you would like to share your testimonies with us or request for counseling or prayers, or you have questions about what you just heard or other Christian subjects, or you just want to make more inquiries about Caris Folks, feel free to reach us through our website, carisfolks.org, or send in your email at hello@carisfolks.org. Jesus loves you.